Blog Talk Radio.
This way.
Thank you.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. That was music from Stanley Clark featuring Howard Hewitt from 1984. Heaven Sent You. Of course, it is Wednesday, and you know what that means. Starting a little late, it's Indie Blues and All That Jazz with yours truly, Don Fleming. Hopefully we get Wardell. Oh, and yes, we have him on the phone lines right now, Mr. Wardell Potts Jr. How you doing, man? We're doing it a little late, but want to do it nonetheless. So I'm glad you're here, brother. What's going on?
Sick.
I'm here.
Well, my wife and I are sick. We are sick. We are in this Texas weather, and it's 1 minute it's raining, next minute it's sunshine. You don't know if it's summertime, springtime, wintertime, fall. It is just a mess here, and our bodies are just we're just catching it bad. We can't get past our goals. So all
first
night
of all,
until about
are you getting your fluids? Are you getting your drinking your juice and all that?
Yeah, I think so. And yeah, I mean, I think, you know, maybe we're not drinking enough, but we're drinking. So I don't know. I got better like for 2 days, and then my wife got worse, and then I got it again. I'm like, whoa, what the? So it's just a back and forth thing, man. So we gotta both just do the same thing until it's gone. You know, we gotta take the same medication and stuff. So anyway,
well, hey man, I'm just rooting for you to get better.
I can't talk that much, but I wanted to call in and say hallelujah, salvation, glory, Don Fleming doing his thing on Solar Records Radio again. Praise God. What time did your show start? You just started?
It's just now, actually 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time instead of 3. So we started 2 hours later, but I wanted to come in and get all the listeners, especially those who listen overseas in the UK, before they, you know, go to bed and everything. So I'm sure I wanted to do them a favor. No, seriously.
God.
I just wanted to I feel empty without doing a jazz show, especially a lot of the music that you play on Wednesday I love, so I wanted to kind of come in and at least fill in and fill in those shoes. Even though I can't measure to your talent and what your savvy when it comes to jazz, I just wanted to come in and do at least my part.
Amen, brother. Amen. Hallelujah, salvation, glory.
Go ahead and get the rest. I'm glad you called in and everything, man. If you have the energy, you know, stay on. But if not, I understand. Give Gayla my love and whatnot. But I just wanted to let you know I'm going to go ahead and hold it down for you for the next couple of hours.
Okay, good. I'm a log in on my iPad and listen to the show.
If you want to steal a couple of blocks, man, if you got the energy in your finger to steal some, you know, steal a block or two on the audio board, man, please, it's your world.
Okay.
Well,
for
hey,
sure.
Guys, again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us. We do it every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but I wanted to do a special 5 o'clock. But if you can't check us out live, you can definitely check out the playback. But again, indie, blues, and all that jazz Wednesday. Let's go ahead and get this show started. Give you a classic from 1981. This is Mr. Tom Brown, Thighs High. Grip your hips and move, guys. Keep it locked right here at Solar Records Radio. I always think about Passing Me by the Far Side, but that's just the hip hop head in me. I'm like, she keeps on passing me by. You didn't want me to sing that. But no, that's Summer in the City from 1973, Mr. Quincy Jones, and of course started off the block. Tom Brown, Thighs High, from 1981. That is the jam of jams right there. I still play that song. I still play that. You know, cool thing about Tom Brown, I wanted to play the trumpet, and you know, I don't know. It was just something about playing the trumpet. It was something powerful about it. And I ended up playing the saxophone. And actually, I wanted to start off with the clarinet. And I played a little bit of the clarinet for like a week, you know, and I just was like, oh, this just isn't my style. It doesn't sound like me. So I ended up playing the saxophone, and one of my closest friends, he played the trumpet, and he was just amazing. And I was just jealous because of the sound that he would kind of fester out. But he would have this split down his lip, down the middle of his lip. And I was like, I don't want that. Because he was a powerful trumpet player. I mean, could have played professional, you know, but he always had that split right down the middle of his lip. And, you know, it just wasn't my style. But he's gone on and had a great military career, and he's about to retire. Can you imagine, man, you know, being under 50 years old and he's already retired? That's crazy. But, you know, again, he had a great career in the military. Got a chance to hang out with him in New Jersey at the time. And he was a classmate of mine. And I was like, you still play that trumpet, Reggie? And he's like, no, I don't play it no more. So, but anyway, but you might hear more trumpets today because of, you know, jazz. And, you know, it's, to me, it's kind of like that epitome of jazz music. To me. But let's go ahead and give you some blues. Keep it going. This is music from the late, great Johnny Taylor from 1982. It's called What About My Love? You guys keep it locked right here. Indie Blues, All That Jazz Wednesday on Soul Out Records Radio.
What about my feeling?
It's music from Najee. It's a classic from 1986 from his album, Najee's Theme. Of course, that is Bet You Don't Know. I love that. I love the strong. That's a strong saxophonist right there. That's a saxophone. Yeah, granted, I mean, it's the soprano sax, but I played the tenor and baritone. But I dabbled with the soprano every now and then. At the time, I was a little ignorant because I didn't like the sound that was coming out of the soprano, but I loved the sound listening to other people play it, and Najee was no different. So, yes, big fan of Najee. Again, from Najee's Theme, Bet You Don't Know. Before that, brand new music from a beautiful trio named Shindella's beautiful young sister. The name of the song is called Ooh La La, and of course, started off the block, Mr. Johnny Taylor, What About My Love, classic Johnny Taylor. I love the intro. I love the horns. this is another theme when you're dealing with indie blues and all that jazz. It's a horn theme there. So, but anyway, guys, again, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you check us out on Facebook. If you like the page, like the page. If you like the page, tell a friend to like the page. Solar Records Radio. Like the page and then tell that friend to like it and so on and so on. And I want to remind you, you want to support the show by going to www.solarrecordsradio.com. Of course, Wardell's audiobook is on, so check it out a little bit. I'm going to check out, download it, and listen to it, his life as a drummer, his journey. So hopefully we can get him on. He can talk a little bit about it. Because I'm just going to butcher it. So, so if you want to support, go to solarrecordsradio.com. If you want to donate to the show, you can click on the donate button. Also, I want to remind you, we do have a Cash App, $SolarRecordsRadio. It's all one big word. You know what? I want to give you some good indie soul music. Some good, would that be okay? This block is dedicated to some great indie soul music, and I want to go ahead and start it off. One of my favorite songs back in 2016, I love this one. She was just an amazing video, nonetheless. But anyway, the person I'm talking about is the lovely Miss Teedra Moses featuring Anthony Hamilton. The name of the song is called That One. Keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday, Solar Records Radio.
Now we've grown up and there's more at stake. Between love and lust is complicated. I swear if you could love me through all my emotional crazy mood, I'll be the one that'll hold you down when the mother holds make you lonely. But you can let down my guard. You gotta show me some security. I like a man that know what he wants. And if you don't, you can't rock with me. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm kinda nice. I can throw that thing like some lucky dice. Just tell me that you hold my heart. Cause some other ones left it lonely. Ooh,
tell me that you
To Solar Records Radio, yes, indie blues and all that jazz Wednesday. Getting a little late start, but we're in there. We got a little over an hour left in the show. Music from Vibeo from 2015. Why So Serious? Of course, for all you gamers out there, that song was, if you big fan of Watch Dogs, that song was featured on the Watch Dogs video game. If you get a chance to just Watch Dogs 2, I take that back. It was in San Francisco and Oakland, the Bay Area. But I love that game, and I love that song. Why So Serious from Vibeo. Before that, Foreign Exchange from 2014. See, I'm so used to saying 1980, 1979, yada, yada, yada. It's almost saying 2000s are not in my vocabulary. So, but anyway, from 2014, music from Foreign Exchange featuring the lovely Miss Carlita Duran, Dreams Are Made for Two, and started off the block in 2016, Miss Teaser Moses featuring Anthony Hamilton, That One. I love the build up on that one, guys. Again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me. Make sure you support the page by going to, if you're on Facebook, go to Solar Records Radio and like the page, tell a friend. Tell their friend, then tell their friend, and so on. We're closing in on 2,000 people on the page. So I'm loving it. I'm loving it. You know what? Let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. Give you a classic from Mr. Bill Withers, the late, great Bill Withers. This is called Grandma's Hand. Something very bluesy. Keep it locked right here, Solar Records Radio.
On Sunday morning, Grandma's hand played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hand used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand. Unwed mother, Grandma's hand used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hand used to lift her face and tell her, she'd say, baby, Grandma, understand that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands, Grandma's hand. Candy, Grandma's hand picked me up each time I fell. Grandma's hand, boy, they really came in a handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy. What you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for grandma.
Yes, I did.
On this one from 1965, old Kent Records classic right there. It's called I Found Love. Before that, from 1985, music from Bobby Womack, I Wish You Didn't Trust Me So Much. That's a love, Bobby. Love, Bobby. Shout out to Friendly Womack. Friendly Womack is the older brother, is eldest brother of the Womack, still hanging out, still doing his thing. He's a friend of the show. He was featured in the video as the friend. So, but I'm told, I said, you know that's a trifling song, Friendly. He's like, hey, Don, I don't know, brother. Hey, Bobby was in his zone. So, from 1985, of course, the late, great Bobby Womack, I Wish You Didn't Trust Me So Much. And, of course, started off the block, 1972. Actually, 1971, going into 1972, the late, great Bill Withers named the song. It's called Grandma's Hands. Now, the beginning, when you hear, you know, of course, Generation X, you know, we all grew up on Bill Withers' music, but, of course, in the 90s, that beginning little riff in No Diggity from Blackstreet, you hear a little bit of that. That's where the sample comes in. Teddy Riley sampled that. From that little beginning riff of Grandma's Hands. And a lot of people didn't know that. I'm looking at some of the comments on YouTube, and it's like, how come I didn't know this? I was today years old when I found out, you know. But it is what it is. You know, the beauty of music is we can take a piece and put it here and put it there, hopefully, you know, paying somebody to do it, but I mean, it's all elements of inspiration when you look at it. That's just my whole thing about it. You know, I do feel that, you know, a lot of those old school artists who are still with us, you would think that you know, they would get compensated in some form or fashion. So I'm just saying. We got about another 40 minutes left. 48 minutes left of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m., of course, we're doing a late show. Wardell, of course, is under the weather. I said, well, let me go ahead and do a Wednesday indie blues and all that jazz show. And hopefully I'm doing the brother justice. But here is some new music, one of my favorites right now. This is October London. The name of the song is called Back to Your Place. Guys, keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
I've been looking at you all night.
Up like it's nothing and make me think this way. Decides of doubt before I lose it just to keep it sane. When I knew it, I was caught up, it was happening. Kissing, touching is not nothing. Back in this thing again. I'm not trying to let the beast out. Don't wanna break the rules. I just wanna know you better. I know better yet, I know I should let you. A normal girl freak out, I give it to you, no doubt. The pressure, I want it better, that don't make it any better. Getting harder just to keep myself together. Bad boy can't stop, won't stop. He rock and roll and I make my hip hop. I put it on him till he have to switch up. I think he had enough. I'm not trying to let the beast out. Don't wanna break the rules. I just wanna know you better before I lose my cool. I know better yet, I know I should let you. A normal girl freak out, I give it to you, no time.
Make no sense.
You're listening to Solo Records Radio, of course, Indie Blues and All That Jazz. Wednesday is music from the lovely Miss Robin Charles, the daughter of the genius himself, Ray Charles, of course, making her own name, right, doing her thing. Of course, that was Bad Influence. Had her on the show a few months back. What a beautiful sister. Just an amazing talent. And she basically carved her own niche. Didn't let people know that she was the baby daughter of Ray Charles till like she was in her 20s. So shout out to her. I remember it was late. I don't want to just butcher her story, but she was just an amazing talent. Of course, Layla Hathaway, I think Keisha Jackson, of course, the daughter of Millie Jackson. They went and did a daughters of soul type movement thing. And of course she's doing her thing right now. But shout out to her, and nothing but love for those sisters doing their thing, daughters of soul. I think Isaac Hayes' daughter, if I'm not mistaken, is still out there doing their thing. So shout out again, Miss Robin Charles, Bad Influence. Before that, of course, I had to play some Spend the Night, Mr. Rahsaan Patterson from 1997. Of course, Rahsaan Patterson was the young brother from Kids Incorporated. For all you 80s kids, if you remember the show Kids Incorporated, he was the brother. I don't say he's a token. He was the brother on the show. He was the young brother, Rahsaan Patterson, Spend the Night. And, of course, started off the block, brand new music from Mr. October London, Back at Your Place. What a beautiful song. Of course, everyone, you know, does the comparisons and say, oh, it reminds me of Marvin Gaye. And again, I don't want to give that brother that much pressure, but there are elements there. And when he sings, so, you know, hopefully we won't see him featuring some self-hating rapper, but that's just me. You know, everybody wants to feature a rapper on stuff now, but that's my little rant. I'm sorry. You got to deal with it. No, I'm serious. We got 30 minutes left. See, I laughed it off and then said I was serious. No, I'm just playing. No, seriously, I'm just playing. It's a joke. I don't want nobody jumping on me. So, anyways, we got about another 33 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me, doing it solo. Of course, we had Wardell call in. He's a little under the weather. I told him to drink plenty of fluids. Get your juice, you know, give my love to the wife because, you know, she's a little under the weather also. So we want to wish them a successful recovery, if you will. But he's still laughing and joking and tending to the horses. So, you know, I always mess with them. I'm like, you ain't too sick. You can call in and do a block. But no, enjoy a little bit of that time off while you're, you know, recovering. So, but anyway, let's give you some classic soul from Mr. Robert Winters and Fall. This is called Magic Man. During my whole magician stint, I'll talk about that after. Guys, keep it locked.
Disappear and return like that. Cause baby, I'm your magic man. Yes, I am. Tricks with cards are easy to do, and tricks with hearts will cast a spell on you. Cause baby, I'm your magic man. Yes, I am. I'm your magic man. Won't you let my magic hand touch your heart and make your love appear? I will stop your frowns and turn them upside down, cause I'll be around to hold you near. If your heart is broken, bring it to me. With a wave I'll mend it. Ooh, you'll see, baby, that I'm your magic man, yeah. On stage in life, I'll dazzle your eyes, and later on that night, I'll make you realize, baby, I'm your magic man, yeah. I'm your magic man, won't you let my magic hand just touch your heart and make your love appear. I will stop your frowns and turn them upside down, 'cause I'll be around to hold you, yeah. To hold you. You need.
I'm your magic man. Won't you let my magic hands just touch your heart? Make your love appear. I will stuff all your frowns and turn them upside down, 'cause I'll be around to hold you near. I'm your magic man. Won't you let my magic hand just touch your heart? Make your love appear. I will stop all your frowns and turn them upside down. I'll be around to hold you near. Yeah. I'm your magic man. Yeah. Won't you let my magic hand just touch your.
To hold you near.
Records Radio. That's music from Donny Hathaway. Actually, Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway from 1972. Be Real Black for Me. Brother, every time I hear that song, it just a little bit of pride there. It makes you kind of smile from ear to ear. Classic soul from them. Before that, music from Bikos Mana. Of course, we had them on the show a few months back, had Wardell talk to them. We're going to come back to it, but I got to talk about, I said I was going to come back after the break, but we're going to talk about Bikos Mana in a second. But started off the block, Robert Winters and Fall, Magic Man. This was during my, I was going to tell people, this was during my magic phase when I saw Bobo and the Magician when I was like 6 or 7 years old and I wanted to do magic. I was horrible. I was just horrible. Couldn't pull a rabbit out of my head. I tried to do the quarter thing, where pull the quarter out the ear and you know, it was just from behind the person's ear. And it was a penny. It wasn't a quarter. It was a penny. But anyway, man, I went through my whole magician phase and got the book, got the kit, you know, and I wasn't, you know, I guess I called myself wanted to be dedicated to it, but it didn't work out. And I can probably do a couple of things, but no, I'm not David Blaine or anyone, but no, man, I got Wardell Potts. Got Wardell Potts here laughing and hanging out with me. The second song, of course, I wanted to play Bikos Mana. Of course, Bikos Mana, what an amazing trio out of South Africa. They're from Johannesburg. They were a duo, but they added the little brother. Of course, you had Biko, you had Mana, and Mfundo, who's 8 years old. I remember we had the interview with him, and I guess it was past his bedtime, so he just decided just to leave and go to bed. So, but hey, he was 8 years old. But what an amazing talented group of kids, man. You got a chance to talk to them, Wardell. They were featured on the Jennifer Hudson show, and you know, she got them brand new guitars and equipment, and just a beautiful soul. Especially Biko. Her voice is just amazing.
Right.
And you know, Mana's just talented on the guitar, and Mfundo is
and harmony.
He is funny. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, he plays the guitar, but he sings. His harmony is like amazing. I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, because they're doing everything live, and so it's not like they're punching in or anything, and they're just recording live on, you know, Facebook or whatever, you know, format they use, and it's just amazing. I'm listening to them going, these kids, I can't believe them. And so we did get them on our show, and what an amazing family. The wife and the husband and the wife, the mother, just amazing mm-hmm. people. And to support their kids doing this and traveling all around the world with them. And, you know, and it's really a difficult task, as I witnessed with the Silvers, you know, having to take your kids everywhere around the world, you know, and have people just come up to them. And, you know, you don't know what grown people are going to do. You don't even know what kids are going to do, but you know, hold on, back up a little bit. So you know, their parents have a lot of stress that they have to deal with, because they want to make sure that their kids are able to do what it is that they're trying to do, and see if it could be something that will, you know, bless them. And at the same time, they have to be parents too. And they have to mm-hmm. make them go to bed at a certain time. They have to eat, you know, at a certain time. You know, they got homework, the schoolwork they got to do. And so they got to stay on top of them. So it's it's a lot on the parents and stuff, because they all of a sudden become their managers, their road managers. So, mm-hmm. you know, many blessings to the parents for blessing the kids by just throwing their hearts in and doing whatever it takes to help those kids to launch their careers, you know, in their early teens. That's a beautiful thing. But I really enjoyed, talking with the middle child. He is really good on the guitar, but he's really,
Mana.
Really good. What's that?
Mana. I think it's Mana.
Yeah. Okay,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so he's really good at, you know, just expressing exactly how he feels. You know, he just like right to the punch. This is who I am. This is what I like, and this is why I like it. And And, you know, and so I did it. I said, so are you guys going to, you know, record a record? What are you going to do? Whatever they tell me to do, that's what I'm going to do. You know, and I loved his answers. They were always, yeah, you know, like, whatever they tell me, I'm just ready. And the daughter, the oldest one, who is just so classic. She's so classy on top of it. And so super talented.
Very polished.
And
to, very
and
polished.
Yeah, yeah, she's so, yes. And for her to be able to, you know, just kind of like say and all these things about her brothers and herself and say it in such a way that she don't put anybody, she doesn't put herself above them or below them. They are all equal. They're like an equal family, and she loves them so much. And they just do their thing. And, you know, and I'm just so proud of her because of who she's developed herself into being, because she could be a little conceited. She could be a little arrogant because she's cute and she can sing and she could do her own thing if she wanted to. But she's sticking,
she
holding
to,
the family together. Right.
If she wanted to be that. I understand exactly where you're coming from. But she is so humble. Because all of this newfound fame and going viral, as a kid, they'll soak it up and be as conceited as all get out. But you don't see that with them. You don't see that with none of those kids. Even Mfundo understands, you know, there's a sense of humility that they all possess. And you got to give the parents the credit, you know, when it comes to just the upbringing. And the fact that their parents are products. They love soul music. So, I mean, stuff from, I mean, Benny King, they grew up on Motown. I mean, they're in Johannesburg. And that's always amazing to me because I know music is universal. But the cool thing about that is understanding that, you know, being in Johannesburg, South Africa, and how Solar Records, I got to add Solar. I say Motown, but I'm adding Solar because hearing that type of music all over the world, hearing it there, even in a new generation, to a newer generation of kids, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And just the way that they harmonize it down pat, man, it's like they understood the assignment. You know, that's what the kids are saying.
Understood the assignment. Yeah, exactly. I was proud of them, man. Thank you for, you know, playing them today. That's really good. And many blessings to them. We wish them the best, and may God be with them. And hats off to Ms. Hudson for buying them that equipment and stuff. Man, you know, you can't ask for anything else. You know, that's a beautiful thing. So God bless them all. Thank you, Don, for doing a great show, my brother, you know, for, you know, picking up. And I went out. Okay.
Here it comes.
I was doing good until I kept talking. Lord, let me just stop talking so much. But anyway, man,
thank you.
It's terrible, man, because, you know, you feel the mucus. This isn't happy. But I it is a cold, and I just pray that it goes away and that I could, you know, resume my position. Maybe Don will do the afternoon show tomorrow. The afternoon drive. tomorrow. Give me more time to recover. Lord. But anyway, thank you all for hanging out with us. And we do appreciate you so much. Please go to my website. I just finished my my final audio book. Don, I'm just trying to you know, speak a little bit in there.
As a matter of fact, I mentioned it on the air, and hopefully you can, you know, because I said I didn't want to butcher your story. So since you're here, man, please talk about it.
Well, my story is I did a three-part, like, so the first part of me growing up as a young man, you know, and discovering the fact that I wanted to be a drummer. And so how did I become a drummer? And so I started reaching out and everything. And so that's the first part, all the way up until I went to college. And then when I came home on my college break, I got a phone call from a friend saying, "You want to go and audition? Are you serious? You want to audition for a professional group?" I was like, "Yeah." And so then I called Leon Silvers and went out to California. And that's a long ride by yourself. You know, that's 3 or 4 days on the bus. You know, I was thinking I was getting on a plane. I got on the bus, man. That was a long drive. And so and I went to California, and I made the audition, and I talked about that whole situation and recording with Dynasty and Shalimar and the Whispers and, you know, and everybody else, the Climax, and just enjoying myself and Carrie Lucas. There's a lot of the groups that we did, and Glenn Jones and on, Janet Jackson, and just quite a few people, Brothers Johnson. It was just on. And then in the third quarter, the third part of the third chapter that I did was really based off of, you know, the career was doing what it was doing, but in the meantime, I decided I wanted to open up a cell phone store. So I opened up a store, and I ended up converting my store into a radio station because I was in love with music. It was just so powerful. And so it was a clothing store and a cell phone store. And I ended up changing it, converting it to a radio station. And then all hell broke loose. And I found out who God really was and how powerful he was. And my story is just, you know, it's heartbreaking that somebody would, you know, try to hurt you, but at the same time, you know, you hear me now, and God delivered me, so, and I was really blessed, so I want you to kind of read it, and then you could share this with, you know, kids. I think it's great for young kids that may want to be, you know, in the music business and stuff, but just, you know, maybe need some encouragement and how to do it and stuff, and maybe what to expect, so that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. So, I have 1, 2, 3 audiobooks. You could buy each one individually, or you can just buy them all together now. And so, you buy them all together, you get them cheaper. But if you buy them individually, that's fine too. You know, so but start with 1, and then work your way up to 3. Thank you so much for letting me do that, Don.
Man, no problem, man. And I want to thank you for sharing that. And we got about 7 minutes left, but I want to send a shout out or send my prayers to those out there in Baltimore. I guess the Francis Scott Key Bridge had collapsed, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm thinking there are some casualties from the other day. So, but nonetheless, I want to pray for them. It's become one big political cesspool that people try to make this political. There are people's lives that the mayor and the governor are working together with all of the responders and whatnot to go out there and try to get all of this taken care of. We don't need all the political BS. So sending my prayers to them. Sending my prayers out to Baltimore right now. So I just wanted to go ahead. And for all you guys that are listening in the DMV area, I'm thinking about you.
Yes. I mean, that's a very, very sad situation. And you have, you know, people that are missing that were working on there from other countries. And they were sending their working money home to take care of their families. And so they are entitled to some type of financial benefit. So we just pray that our government treats them right and take care of the family, and God bless, rest in peace to, you know, their fathers who were doing what they do as fathers, you know, go to work and, they, you know, just do what they got to do to make sure everything's okay. And so Hallelujah, man. Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Yeah, and again, man. my prayers are with you guys, man. Yeah, I know, and, you know, people are talking about the mayor. Oh, my God, it's this mayor. He's got a Letterman jacket. He's black. Stop it. Stop all of that. This is a crisis going on. Save all that BS and you know, just send your prayers. But anyway, man, I know it's, again, 5 minutes left of the show. We're going to go ahead and get up out of here. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. Solar Records Radio, we have a double feature. I might be holding it down for both shows. You never know. I call it Wardell's Afternoon Drive from 3 to 5 p.m. Throwback Thursday. Solar Records Radio, of course, 3 to 5, Wardell. And then I'm going to do my night show or my evening show, Throwback Thursday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So make sure you tune in and hang out with us. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to put the phone line, leave the phone lines open. You never know who's going to call and hang out with us. So make sure you tune in tomorrow for both shows. Any final words, man?
Amen. No, amen. Man, thank you again. Really appreciate you, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, man.
I appreciate you letting me hold it down. No problem, guys. Thank you so much for letting me hold it down. I'm going to close out with a little Roy Ayers ubiquity, Everybody Loves the Sunshine. For Wardell Potts Jr., I'm Don Fleming. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a safe rest of your Wednesday. Have a good one, guys. See you later, Wardell.
Have a good one. Bye, guys. See you, Don.
All right.
My life in the sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine. Get brown in the sunshine. Just seeds and things and flowers. Just seeds and things and flowers. Just seeds and things and flowers. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine.
too.